Nashville now knows exactly how lacking its sidewalk network is, as well as the huge price to add hundreds of miles for pedestrians. As WPLN's Tony Gonzalez reports, Metro debuted its new work plan this week.
Even by a conservative count, Davidson County is missing nearly 2,000 miles of sidewalks, and it's highly unlikely they'll ever be built. But Metro calculates the most critical needs amount to 91 miles. Here's Mayor Megan Berry.
The price tag to build the number of sidewalks we need in Nashville, it's going to be a little sticker shock. It's a little overwhelming. It's a big number.
All told, $550 million. Break that down into what the city currently spends on sidewalks in a year, and that's two decades to pave those 91 miles. And that doesn't even address hundreds of millions more for repairs and biking projects. The word daunting was bandied about, even among supporters. But to make the needs more manageable, Metro has a new point system for prioritizing sidewalks. Parks, schools, bus stops, and shopping centers get preference as Metro decides what to work on. And for the first time, the benefits to safety, health, and equity will be considered. That draws praise from Joelle Vernon, who wants all citizens to have a chance to walk and bike.
So I think making sure that the walk and bike program can be accessible to lower income communities, especially people who are more likely to not drive and more likely to need to take public transportation, they have more accessible ways to do that.
The city is taking feedback like hers for the next month. Once the walk and bike strategy is finalized, the decision of whether to spend more still rests with the mayor and the city council. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Tony Gonzalez.